Mr. Chairman, His Excellency Mr. Khalil Hashmi, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Pakistan, Dr. Makisa Katui, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Mrs. Pamela Cook Hamilton, Director of the Division of International Trade and Commodities, Ms. Shamika Soleimani, Director of the Division of Technology and Logistics, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. It is an honor for me to deliver this statement on behalf of the Group of Small Island Developing States in UNCTAD at this, the 11th session of the UNCTAD Trade and Development Commission. At the outset, Mr. President, allow me to congratulate you on your election to the chair of this meeting. You can rest assured that through your guidance, we will have a productive meeting and that in light of the critical issues to be discussed during this session, the agreed conclusions would be transformative and translate to meaningful linkages in UNCTAD's research and analysis, technical cooperation, and consensus building pillars. We thank the UNCTAD Secretariat for the preparation of the background note for this meeting, which has been very useful in highlighting the relevant issues to the theme for this meeting. Mr. Chairman, small island developing states continue to be challenged by the issues associated with smallness, including remoteness from main markets, small production bases, and therefore the inability to achieve economies of scale. This is further exacerbated by our high vulnerability to economic and environmental shocks, particularly as it relates to the disproportional impact of climate change and high susceptibility to natural disasters. These not only impact the socio-economic development of our countries, but in many instances pose a substantial threat to the livelihood of our people and our continued existence as islands on this earth. The issue of trade and vulnerability and the nexus between these therefore resonates with SIDS. We see our deliberations this week, particularly those on the theme Small Island Developing States, Small Countries, Big Challenges, as part of the international community's renewed commitment to strengthen cooperation with and support two SIDS in the context of our sustainable development and in line with our development strategies and priorities. Mr. Chairman, over the last few months, UNCTAD has been discussing a number of areas that highlight the economic and environmental vulnerabilities inherent to SIDS. And even though these are areas of common cause, that is, issues impacting all developing countries, their impact on SIDS because of our peculiarities is marked. These include the issue of debt, climate change and climate-related disasters, access to finance and financing for development more broadly, the ocean or blue economy, electronic commerce, and investment. We continue to believe that each country is responsible for its own development and that the elaboration of national development objectives and priorities and the development of policy, regulatory, and legislative frameworks would be key to this achievement. We, however, recognize that if we are to achieve sustainable development, there will be some things that we cannot do ourselves. There is a need for the international community to, one, in recognition of the shortcomings of per capita income matrices, review the current eligibility and graduation criteria for concessional finance and loans with a view to facilitating the access of small island developing states, for example, through the inclusion of environmental and economic vulnerability indicators. Two, in recognizing that though contributing less to climate change, SIDS are disproportionately affected by the devastating impacts of climate change and climate-related disasters, there is a need to improve the adaptation and mitigation, as well as recovery efforts of these countries. And three, integrate the need to confront in parallel the issues of investment in adaptation and mitigation of climate change and debt sustainability in a conclusive way, given that high debt levels negatively exacerbate the economic circumstances of SIDS, as debt servicing costs oftentimes divert the focus and financing away from climate adaptation and mitigation efforts. In closing, Mr. Chairman, The SIDS Group wishes you a successful and productive meeting. You can be assured of our active participation in our deliberations during the coming days. We would at this point in time also like to thank the groups and individual member states that have extended their support for the issues related to climate change, to SIDS, this morning. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.